All right, call this to order at Tuesday, September 27th. This is council work session. We have two topics today, Tuscaloosa and internal auditors. Ms. Rich is absent today. For the record, we have Councilman John Priester, Mayor Randy Ewers, Councilmember Kent Gwynn, Councilmember Susie Heinbockel, and myself, Daniel Owen. With that, Matt, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Council President. There's actually three items on the agenda today. Two of them, of course, will be covered during the work session to reinvent Tuscaloosa competition and the internal auditors. Once those conversations are done, we'll go ahead and conclude the work session and open up the audit committee agenda meeting. And of course, we'll talk about the audit committee findings for fiscal year 2010. So having said that, let's go ahead and move on to the first item on the work meeting agenda, which is the Reinvent Tuscaloosa competition. I'm going to invite Mark and Aubrey to come up and make their presentation.
Aubrey Hale, Community Development Coordinator, City of Ocala.
Thank you.
What's being passed out to you is it's what we're calling Reinvent Tuscaloosa. It's a Reinvent Tuscaloosa Design Competition, which is going to be part of the Tuscaloosa Master Plan process. As you know, we have kind of, per your direction, we have been in meetings trying to solidify our ideas and for the Tuscaloosa Master Plan and trying to take that 50,000 foot level view. So what, and we've kind of come up with a mission statement and a set of goals. And after that, we also would like to try and get some outside ideas, and how we plan on trying to accomplish that is through this Reinvent Tuscaloosa Design Competition. And you can see there, it says, the mission of Tuscaloosa Park is to enhance the quality of life by, and it says one, to facilitate economic development through connectivity, amenities, and programming. Two, promoting the environment and emphasizing natural elements. And three, supporting recreation, education, and things like that. So those are some of the ideas behind that's really driving this whole design competition. Now you can kind of see in that top little diagram, it kind of documents of how we're trying to expand out into future growth and looking at the area as a whole, both incorporating, of course, Tuscaloosa Park, the Tuscaloosa District, as well as downtown, North Mag, and Wyoming Park. So we're looking at a larger majority of the city and how Tuscaloosa Park affects those areas, not just Tuscaloosa Park itself. So you can kind of see there where it says competition purpose, it kind of lays out the idea of what the competition is going to be trying to achieve. It says it's going to serve as, Tuscaloosa Park has served as an integral part of downtown. It's an asset to the city of Ocala. It's kind of seen as our city central park. And then it tries to address certain issues of the Tuscaloosa district and what we're facing right now. Okay, the next slide basically shows eligible applicants. We have professional architects, landscape architects, intern architects, students, engineers, artists, and other design professionals that it could be open to. Then the selection jury will kind of, you know, depend on what we decide here. And it will consist of either city staff or however it really needs to consist of, but we'd like to have city staff involvement as well as other individuals from the community, so that way we can kind of open this up to a larger area and not, you know, and hear a lot of different ideas and being able to judge these projects accordingly. So the jury's intent will be to provide an independent and impartial selection of the entry that best attends to the concerns of the Tuscaloosa district. Okay. What this slide shows is basically what we're going to be expecting from the applicants, the deliverables. So essentially for the submittals, we're going to require both a digital and a hard copy set. so that way we have some information that we can manipulate as we need. And then also, city has already started working on, city staff has already started working on a couple maps that will be a basis, what we're calling a site analysis, basically analyzes the existing conditions of the area, and then those maps will be made available to the applicants so that way they can start their research through that means. And then also it goes over the selection requirements. It's kind of the same idea about, you know, how the jury's going to be selecting the winner. All right, now this is not just something that we've kind of just come up with. This is, other cities have done this as well. A lot of the design community does this. I have an example there of a city called Nashua up in New Hampshire. And they have got a project that is very similar to what Tuscarawas is dealing with right now. That's been in, not that it's been in turmoil, but there's been a lot of, it's kind of been in the decline for years. And the city, their way of trying to deal with this was to try and open this up to other design professionals. And they actually have it open to international. And the design is actually going on currently. And so it's supposed to end in, I believe, March 2012. So they have looked at it as a much longer time span. And so the city of Ocala, we would like to, the intentions would be if we proceed forward to kind of make it similar to where that we, they have like a nice, very nice, elegant web page that kind of documents all of their information. And we would like to do the same, same type of thing. So if we ever decide to try and do these things in the future, that it would already be set up for this. And then at the bottom, just a list of a couple of resources for you guys to go through and look it up. And I also included in the packet some of the printouts and information like that. And it does detail, some of the award money that would be spent out on that, as well as if there's entry fee, things like that. So it's kind of documented. And that's about it. Any questions?
Yep.
That process. So when is this going to begin?
Pretty soon. We kind of need to solidify a little bit of this. It's still kind of in the outline phase right now.
Right.
But we're hoping that we can maybe have something out within the next couple months.
What we'd hope to do today is let you know that, if you recall, council gave staff its marching orders several months ago, asked us to go ahead and put together a strategic vision for Tuscarawas Park.
Right.
And I'll reread what we put together for the strategic vision. We've also put together, I think, 6 or 7 supporting objectives.
Right.
I say supporting of that strategic vision. And so what we're hoping to do is by taking that vision and taking those key objectives, is to engage the community, engage experts, engage interested parties in trying to develop a broader plan using those objectives and bringing them back to us. And we thought a competition would be a great way of trying to bring forward everyone's best ideas. Another place that did this was, quite frankly, the World Trade Center, when they were looking at a redesign of Ground Zero. And as you know, that turned out to be an incredible project. And so we simply want to incorporate the best ideas, the best insights of people, utilizing that strategic vision and those objectives to see what we can come up with.
And to kind of build on what Matt was saying there is that, the World Trade Center was actually more of a construction-based, they were looking for somebody to select to build this. We are looking more for ideas and trying to have a lot of outside community or a lot of the community affect, get some outside opinions on there so that way we can kind of collaborate those ideas and make a nice, really try and make a nice presentation
And I know there's a timeline in here, but what's kind of the timeline of going out, getting the community to, weigh in on this and then actually implementing the project?
Well, basically, kind of what we're going to have, we do have the timeline there for like for registration and things like that.
Right.
And then we'll eventually, when it comes down to after they make their submittals, they're going to have, we'll have about a 2-week period. And we might set it up in like the design studio down at the train station,
right.
Train depot,
okay.
And allow the community to come in, because especially that's in a great location because it's right there at Tuscarawas itself.
Okay.
So we can kind of go ahead and allow those presentations be up for about 2 weeks, and the jury will go through, make their selections, and also, you know, the citizens can make some some comments on that as well.
And who was the jury again? Who's the jury going to be?
We haven't decided yet.
Okay.
That's part of the it's part of the process that we'll go through to decide the jury.
Okay. All right.
And what we do is look at perhaps a cash award for the winner.
Right.
Maybe even a second place and third place.
Okay.
But then what we would do is take the best ideas from all the submittals and then bring them back to you for an overall unified plan.
Okay. Well, and you know, you're talking about how Tuscaloosa affects other parts of the downtown area. You know, if you look in the master plan, it talked about some of those things, how mm-hmm. how it, you know, affected
right.
the rest, so you can, you know, maybe pick some ideas
right.
know, from there, you know, how it did. You didn't address in 2035 vision plan, you didn't address really Tuscaloosa Park because it was already part of the master plan, right?
Right, and Councilman Gwynn, we did, but more in general terms,
right.
this is different in that, you know, we've worked through a sort of a master plan of the park project where we
right.
look at sort of amenities internal to the park.
Right.
And as you know, we have the downtown master plan
right.
and we're working with North Mag on trying to update their plan. Well, none of those things tie all of that together.
Right.
And this is
You're
a great
right.
opportunity to tie it all together.
Yeah, it would tie both of them. Yeah, that would be good. You know, and we were out at that mom's park the other day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, Saturday. And you might incorporate some features, you know, from that park. Some of the
right.
water features and stuff were just, you know, great. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there, and to do something really, you know, really big. So keep going. It's a great idea.
Could you just tell me how we're going to advertise to designers and prospective?
Okay. Well, there are a couple websites that. One of them is listed on the resources. It's the competition.org.
Mm-hmm.
We can list it on there. There's also a couple other means that through magazines that we can possibly list it, through city websites and ideas like that, that we can put this thing out there.
Have you considered contacting architecture schools and
yep.
landscape schools? And
we have. We've discussed that. Obviously, there are professional associations like AIA. And,
right.
And so we have that as an opportunity to try to post some of these things on their websites. We've also talked about perhaps as part of the jury selection, maybe inviting a professor or two to
mm-hmm.
you know, participate. You'll notice in the documents that Aubrey gave you, we're not excluding students. In fact, we're really not intending to exclude anyone from participating. It's just whomever's going to participate, they have to have the ability to demonstrate their ideas in the right,
right.
format. So everybody
right.
has the same types of drawings, and so naturally it'll be probably those listed.
Right. I think it's a great idea. it is a good way to just get a lot of different ideas and get people that maybe are just seeing it for the first time, or you know, people that have lived here for a long time and
right.
some of the things that they've always wanted to see. But good idea, whoever it was, and thank you.
All good ideas are the city manager's.
Yeah, okay.
You can have the day off, okay?
Not too bad from a guy from Utah. Mr. Gwynn, you got
an FSU fan, too.
And an FSU at that.
That's our only strike.
Kenton, call the roll. just appreciate anything for staff or
yes, I do.
Comments.
Aubrey, you discussed it. You got your plan laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Here, out of the competition purpose guidelines, you've got some of the discussion about the city auditorium,
mm-hmm.
American Legion, and it quotes two structures within the park. The city would like to see ideas that address the need or the lack of within the park and the community.
Mm-hmm.
Over your goals for the Tuscaloosa Park plan on your secondary items you had listed to address the lack or the need of the American Legion building and the city auditorium in the discussion in Tuscaloosa Park.
Mm-hmm.
How much more discussion are we going to need about Tuscaloosa Park having the auditorium removed?
Mr. Priester, we're doing our best in the way we're writing it. That's why it's still in a formative stages. We have to go over every word. Our intent is to not prejudice any designer's thoughts in terms of any of those structures. Our intent is not to say the auditorium is going to be demolished or the VFW hall is going to be saved. Our intent is to leave it fairly open-ended and ask the designers to come forward and explain to you what their visions are. There may be a design, for example, that the auditorium is absolutely central and essential in their design, and after they articulate their perspective, we all say, boy, that we had never thought of it. That is absolutely correct. There may be some designs that come in and say there is absolutely no role for the auditorium or the trailer, the former trailer park. We're trying to leave that open to the design professionals. Having said that, however, if there are, and this is one of the reasons we want to present this to you today, if there are any specific things that you absolutely want us to say, this is off the table, you know, don't look at this, or this is the way we want this issue addressed, we have that opportunity to address.
We discussed a skate park as well, and we may consider down the road looking at some kind of a vision about getting some kind of consensus from some of the local community people that participate in this activity, okay? So we don't have any mention of any of that in here. And at the trailer park, that would be a good idea, if we're talking about Rec and Parks picking up some of that said parcel,
yep,
to have a nice skate park there.
We let me interject if I can, Mark. Great comments, and I think they're all very valuable. The value from the competition is that what's really going to drive it is the large strategic vision, the strategic vision and the five or six objectives. And we're hoping that those who wish to participate will utilize those to really, really bring about a plan. And the importance of this is, to date, everyone's got ideas. We need to do this, we need to do that, but nothing's really brought this together into a unified vision. And so we're hoping that this competition, utilizing that strategic vision and those objectives, will begin unifying a common theme, a common element that will tie everything together, and let that vision determine what we need to have and what needs to happen out there.
Yeah. Did we come up with a mutual agreement? How did y'all come up with the first place, second place, prize monies? How did y'all come up with a monetary?
Once again, that was just more of a, it's still kind of in the outline phase. I mean, we can tweak some of the numbers. This is just kind of trying to give you an idea of how we're thinking about possibly structuring it. There's a multitude of different ways that, you know, we can handle the award monies. But this was just kind of an example of showing it. And we basically, a lot of the research that I had done, the design competitions, award money ranged in about $5,000 to $8,000. So rather than just giving one person a $5,000 reward, I kind of broke it down into first prize, second prize, third prize. That way, we kind of have a general overview. But there are different ways that it can be handled.
But in as much as you have a monetary dollar figure attached to every prize amount, don't you think it would also be good for driving the local downtown economy to also go to them and have them possibly have attached or lesser value here on your prize monies for dinner out at Harry's, gift certificates, and so forth within the downtown community,
okay,
to help promote some of the downtown as well? You're doing one to the other. It's kind of washing one to the other, and I'm sure if we were to strike up the interest, as a lot of those downtown businesses that would show some of that interest, be more than willing to probably give several gift certificates out. And maybe not even downtown. Some downtown, the movie theaters over at the Cinema 6. Anything like that would also drive some interest. And it would also cover the base instead of lining someone's pockets with a monetary.
Right. Okay. That's a good idea.
So what you're saying is kind of enhance the award by maybe including some gift certificates and maybe tickets.
Don't get me wrong, enhance, but if you're going to go with gift certificates, you could lessen that $3,000 amount first prize.
Okay.
Because you're getting more than enough interest there. Right. And that would drive, I think, a little bit more interest for people as well.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. President, I would say you're on the right track. I wouldn't limit the ideas to say, hey, the auditorium is going to go away or whatever. Just come up with some ideas. One of the things, when Councilman Priester was talking there, I was thinking about the American Legion Hall. We don't know that it would maybe continue to be in the American Legion Hall. I mean, and what a great restaurant that would be to overlook the park, overlook downtown. And, if someone liked to open a restaurant there,
right,
hardwood floors, a fireplace, the kitchen's already there.
Right.
I mean,
beautiful.
You could turn that into something just amazing.
Right.
It's the potential is just unlimited there. So yep. I like the direction you're going.
Yeah, and I just, and going along with what, you know, I think Mr. Priester was saying on the auditorium, you know, I want to make sure it's not slanted either way to where, you know, it's a blank slate. So if somebody comes in and say, listen, this is your picture, you draw it. If you have a picture that includes the auditorium, then that's the one you draw. If you have a picture that doesn't include it, we don't want to slant it either way, that it's just sort of blank slate and because I don't want to steer somebody, start wringing their hands thinking, well, I'm feeling this pressure to save it, or I'm feeling this pressure to make sure that it's knocked over. Just either way, just coming up with some fresh ideas because it'd be, you know, it just helps that thing. And, you know, I'm sitting here, Matt and I went yesterday a couple hours up to Gainesville and with the incubator stuff. And listening to UF up there, they had talked about what she'd called it, what, collision?
Collision of ideas.
Yeah, of just constantly just having people run into one another and constantly creating this atmosphere where, you know, they collision and it's just always keeping things popping and moving. So hopefully that's the kind of thing that we've got here.
Absolutely.
Whoever, and, you know, absolutely. Talking about throwing it out to the schools or whatever. I don't know. It'd be a neat. If this park is something we're building for the next 50, 75 years, who's going to be in it the next 55 years? Middle schoolers and high schoolers right now, you know, and who's to say that they don't have, you know, who knows? You throw it out to the school system and say, hey, we're just curious if anybody's got any ideas or maybe it wants to be a little school project for, you know, some of the high schools or something, just because you'd be surprised of what some juniors and seniors could come up with coming out of the high schools. And so it'd be an interesting, just to.
They could use $3,000.
They could use $3,000, and it would be a skate park. Mayor.
Mr. President, yeah, I'm glad to see we're getting closer. I mean, it's the collision of ideas has definitely been happening. And you know, I'm looking back here at the master park plan we kind of put together, and I'm trying to envision, okay, we've got a master park plan, but this is kind of enhancing that master park plan and really putting, you know, the details of what people would like to see. I mean, there's still coming up the reasonable cost on things because we can build a Taj Mahal there, but can't afford to pay for it. But certainly, you know, this is kind of where we're getting is you got a canvas, give it to the artist and let them kind of map it out and let's see what we like.
So. And one of the things we've discussed, Mr. Mayor, is including on the website that we build reference materials that can include a number of things, for example, the downtown master plan. So if we have a group that's out of town or even a group in town, they're just not as familiar with it, they could download the master plan and think about that. We've talked about, you know, what role does the water at the park, for example, play as part of the regional stormwater retention? I mean, it has a functional purpose other than aesthetic. And so we'll include other reference materials so people can be thinking about things we've been contemplating. There's a whole other list of things. And we also have talked about generating a list of amenities, not to say these are the things we want or don't want, but just to throw out ideas of things that we've talked about. For example, the Tuscola Master Plan, there's amenities in there, facilities. So that people know kind of the ballpark we're playing in.
Gotcha. Good. Are we kind of constraining the area of basically what we have right now? So
well, we have that. I think in the packet you have a map that I printed out. It's kind of one of the first site analysis maps. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that kind of locates the general areas. And what we are kind of really focusing on are more of the downtown. A lot of the connection issues between downtown and Tuscarora, as well as the connection to North Mag and Wyoming Park, because Wyoming Park's got a lot, there's so many residents that need to be able to access the park. So those are kind of our core areas that we're looking at, you know, so that's where we're trying to expand that view like you suggested.
Great, just sooner than later.
Anybody else?
Good. All right, with your blessings, we'll march on. Excellent.
Thank you.
Next.
Second item on today's work meeting agenda is that your internal auditors are here to talk about their game plan, their business plan they hope to carry out this year. And with that, I'll invite our internal auditors to come forward.
I
good afternoon. I've given a packet out and just want to talk about some of the ideas that I have for the internal audit department going forward this year. And Oscar's going to add to that when I'm finished. And also, I'm asking that you provide us direction, what you want us to do for you, and how we can be a better service to you. So please, any of your ideas that you'd like us to take the audit department, your vision. The first document that I gave you is just a brief background of Oscar's and my experience, where our education is, our certifications, and then just a summary of the years of experience that we have. And together, we're bringing a lot to the table, and hopefully we'll be able to utilize that to bring value to the city. Also provided you the current year's budget, and then an estimate of where we plan to spend our time this coming year. And then for 2012, our goals, of course, the main goal is to complete our audit work plan. We'll get to that at the end. That plan is actually very dynamic, and I can see that that's going to be changing from day to day as new projects come up. As risk in a certain area may increase, there may be things that even though we come forth with a plan today, I'm not saying that that should be the plan for the whole entire year, because there may be other things that we need to spend our time on and our attention on, and it may knock things off of what we're planning today just due to what happens. One of my huge initiatives is to go out there and market the internal audit function and provide education and internal controls to managers of the city and also the employees of the city. And I want to promote strong working relationships with all of you and with management and with employees. I want to take the internal audit show on the road and do presentations starting with senior leadership, and if they would like us to come to their department meetings, do that. I also thought it would be good to be part of new employee orientation, speak for 5 minutes, let employees know what internal audit is and what it is to do things right. Also, we'll be working very closely with the external auditors. I want to promote a strong working relationship with them. When we get to the plans, I'll talk about quarterly testing of internal controls. Once that's implemented, I hope that I can have quarterly discussions with the external auditors with the results of that testing, and then just properly plan for interim and year-end audit field work in the years to come. And we will continue to develop our IA procedures to meet auditing standards. And we plan to do a quality assurance self-assessment by June 30th, which will get us prepared for getting an external audit standard validation. And Oscar and I also would like to develop an internal audit intranet site for our employees to be able to go to with resources on it for them to do their jobs on a day-to-day basis. And I haven't gotten all the marketing materials done yet, but I'm pretty set with the PowerPoint presentation. And again, some of this will change because I do want to get the impact of the input of the city cabinet. But I did give you a copy of the PowerPoint presentation that I put together thus far, so that when I do the marketing campaign and take the show on the road, this is what I hope to present. It's very oriented to that we're part of the team, and we're here, the audit team is here to help the departmental managers and their teams. And so I kind of have a little saying, let the audit team help your team. And that's throughout the whole presentation and the way that we should focus our audits. And we're still in the stages, but I'm going to create a little brochure so that way when we do our presentations, everybody can get just a little small handout. And I thought this would be good for new employee orientation as well. And then I'm working on another document that's a guide to internal controls. that then you could keep in the departments and be a little more detail on what controls should be placed into processes, and also talks a little bit about fraud and risks of fraud. Now, the next section, well, before I go on, do you have any questions about the marketing plan or initiatives?
Does anyone have any?
I was going to say that, but thanks, Angel.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions for her right now?
No.
I do, just real quick, I mean, I like the website, having involvement. When I go back, when we started this, you know, I guess a year ago, and I asked, you know, us to start looking at the internal auditor and what we were doing and plans and all this other stuff, of kind of proactive, it's kind of just sitting back and being this, you know, trapped to where we catch everything, kind of getting on the front side sometimes. So hopefully that, as that markets and goes out through the city from the employee standpoint, if there's a question of a operation or a procedure that we're doing, that it's not only just going to a supervisor, but it's also being able to funnel it through your office as to good, bad, indifferent, or where's this headed, or what's going to be the result of this type of stuff. So hopefully creating that, you know, into the atmosphere where a lot of questions are being asked and a lot of you know, ideas are. So I'm looking forward to that, to the website. So it looks good. On the plan, are you getting ready to get into this?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that was, you want to do that now instead of waiting till the end?
Well, I was just gonna, the plan is good. Is there any dates that need to be attached to this, or is this just going to be flowing through, or can we, is that asking too much, or, okay. I mean, just a little bit of a timeline when I look at that, or?
Okay, well, this is actually mine. Oscar's going to add to it when he gets up. I mean, the external audit assistance, definitely that's going to be this next quarter.
Okay.
These are the assignments that Purvis Gray gave us, and okay. So we'll be getting that done before they can finish up the audit. So that would be pretty much for the next quarter. And then, but along with that, I'm going to start working on the internal control section because it correlates so well. While I'm doing the documentation and narratives of internal controls and the processes that Purvis Gray has asked me to look at, I'm actually going to go a little bit deeper than that and then start getting the documentation down for the other processes that I want to work on for the remainder of the year. And then start quarterly testing for fiscal year 12. So hopefully by January, I'll have some of the significant processes documented, the key controls identified, have already been working with management to identify where there may be some weaknesses and develop a plan for them to strengthen any controls that need strengthening or implementing new controls, and then begin quarterly testing of the key financial controls as well as significant day-to-day business operating controls more from a viewpoint to help management versus what's necessary for the financial audit. Because I think they can go very well hand in hand and be tested at the same time.
Okay, yeah, and I guess as you move through that, and obviously you're back and forth with the city manager's office on that, but I think maybe from a council perspective, as you're working through this, just kind of reissue this all the time and like, hey, we're, you know, this is done and this is information is available, and getting copies to council, and as you're going through this plan throughout the year, that we can sort of see the work being done, the progression, the results, the outcomes, mm-hmm. things of that nature. So that's why I'm just curious is when this is taking place, and obviously you've answered that. So yeah. I would like to see this maybe every 60 days or something, mm-hmm. that, hey, we're moving down right. through the list, and mm-hmm. here's the information, and here's what we found. So yeah.
That's actually what I'm planning on doing, adding some columns and perfect. Putting a checkbox as to when you've been given the results.
Perfect. Okay. I'll shut up. Keep going.
Okay. And then, let's see. Okay. Then I would like to talk to you about expectations for reporting out to you, timing, the appropriate forum for reporting out to you the results of our work. Now, all of the internal control work will result in some sort of a report to you so that you know that I tested X amount of this. Probably what I'm envisioning is maybe actually having the controls that I tested on a matrix and identify whether they passed or they need improvement, and then have a section with work, what we currently are doing to fix if there's any problems. Being that we do have an audit committee, would it be a better forum to bring that type of reporting to the audit committee, or would you rather have it brought to council meetings? And that's where I'm just trying to gather some direction from you.
I would say both. I mean, I would want to report at council meeting, but obviously at an audit committee meeting, you know, you would do that report to, is that audit committee meeting, is that a public meeting?
Yes, it's quarterly,
it is,
is it not?
But I mean,
well, we'll have a quarterly.
For the most part.
Quarterly.
The
quarterly
citizens
are public meeting.
Here at an audit meeting. I'm not going to show up for that.
Right.
Yeah. Mr. President, one of the options may be as we start to move forward with the coordination of internal audit as we have our quarterly audit committee meetings, bringing back some things from the external auditors and the internal auditors and combine those into one meeting.
Yeah.
And that way we meet quarterly. If there's something, I guess, that you need to see more frequently, then internal auditors may be able to get with you or something in that matter. But it would be a good forum for a quarterly audit meeting for them to bring their results and discuss that.
Yes, and then, and as Mr. Gwynn's saying, I do think it's important, and maybe it doesn't need to be every council meeting, but I think maybe at least once a month. We meet twice a month. And that's, you know, one reason, you know, going back when I said I've been up here 8 years and we talked to everybody under the sun in every department, the internal auditors just always, here's a report, it's in your mail pack and you do. At least maybe, if everybody's comfortable, at least once a month in a public meeting, like you're saying, somebody may not make it to the audit committee meeting, but they may be sitting out here in a public meeting. And it doesn't have to be long drawn out, just, it's, you know, quick updates. Here's where we're at. Again, I go back to this timeline kind of thing. Even though you're telling us, but just for the public standpoint and from a public, you know, meeting standpoint, it's going to be, and maybe we do it the second meeting of the month, it doesn't matter to me, but just that you have a place on the agenda, just a brief update, here's where we're at, here's what's going on, here's what we're working on, anybody got any questions, you got the information, and then when we do get the audit committee, that's where we get more, I guess, maybe into the details,
right,
of the quarter's accumulation of workload or whatever that is, but still from a public standpoint, I think it's important.
Perhaps like when there is a report that's been issued that is presented to us in hard paper as we get it usually, but then also maybe some a verbal presentation at the council meeting, whatever council meeting that is, and maybe it's, you know, what, however they're working through the plan, it maybe it's a month and a half, you know, instead of just a
right.
month, but just to present those reports for the public, you know, so that they're available and they know what's going on, and we can ask questions if we have questions because we're seeing you face to face and we've got the report. Another option.
Yep.
To consider.
Yeah. Did you have something else, Kevin?
Yeah, you're right on target.
Mr. Priester?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
And what I envision too, that as we finish an audit, rather than, even if we finish an audit, like say the last week of the month and we've missed the council meeting, we can still send out the report to you so that you have the information immediately,
right,
versus waiting. And that brings up another topic, whether you want hard copy, would you want them electronically?
Me? Electronically.
Okay.
That's just me.
You can send them electronically, and then I'll send it to Angel and say, will you print this?
No problem.
You're electronic, so.
Well, print
okay.
it.
Okay.
I like to highlight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But and on that, though, so, I mean, I want to keep
yeah, we can
a
do it electronically,
meeting.
And I'll just print it.
I want to keep a public meeting agenda item, like
mm-hmm.
on the agenda, Matt, when we're doing the thing. Same thing. We got city manager's report. We got city attorney's report. We
sure.
got mayor and police department's report.
City auditor's.
It's the same thing. And you may be, it may, hey, I just you know, it's the same as it was 2 weeks ago in the meeting, but we're going to be finishing up next, you know, however it is. And it doesn't have to be, because some weeks, you know, there's not a lot to report. And so don't think every meeting, oh my God, I got to report something. And here's, it's just a simple, quick, here's where we're at. We're on our plan. We're moving forward. You'll be getting items, you know, like on a Tuesday, say, listen, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be emailing you, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and just letting you know. So it doesn't, don't feel there's got to be major preparation for, you know, every council meeting. It's just a, it just provides the public to let them know, because I know, excuse me, you came on the transparency and open government and everything, and it's just, we know it's there, but we'll make sure it's on a public meeting, agenda items, the public sees it, and they know that, you know, it's being worked on, so.
And that obviously doesn't prevent you at any, you know, given time, picking up the phone or coming to see y'all and say, hey, look, I got a question about such and such, and, you know, sit right down. You don't have to wait for, you know, 2 weeks or the next month or whatever it may be to get your questions answered. But
because you know, council, if we get a question that pops up, we're calling somebody. Somebody better answer. Somebody better listen.
Call it's somebody else.
Yeah, I got to say something. I got to say it now.
I keep calling people. I call until I get somebody.
Sure. Keep calling until I get somebody. Listen to them for 5 minutes and hang up. You feel better about yourself.
Well, then that brings us to reporting format, okay? And I've provided you three documents. This is a report that you haven't seen yet. I've just completed residential sanitation, and I have met with management and with both Glenn Kearns and with Catherine Cameron, and Glenn has responded to the findings, and I will issue this to you formally, but I wanted to get your opinion about format and whether you would be all right if we use different types of formats for different types of audits. The first document is the audit report as we traditionally have given it to you, the narrative. And then the second one is what I would call the management audit report. And I prepared this and went over it with management, and it has the what we have observed, the criteria that we were basing our observations on, along with the cause and effect of what we have observed, recommendations, and then a place for management to respond to our recommendations right on
here. Is this one
that's
to?
Document.
Okay.
And this was very well received. Both Glenn and Catherine liked this very well, this format.
This.
I have used this type of format in the past. I felt that it has worked well. It's a little less intimidating than getting a long narrative that you have to weed through. Now, the one thing it doesn't have as much background information in it as far as the issue does, but maybe one or two pages of background on how much the budget is, some of the things that really aren't pertinent to everything that we do in the audit. So
right.
It's just the format that we could use, especially doing the internal control work where you're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the controls. I think this report would work very well.
Mr. President, I like this also. You know, this is real simple. You know, it's got the observation, discussion, criteria, cause and effect, recommendations, management's response. It's very easy to read. And like I said earlier, you know, if we have questions, we can come to you and say, well, why was this in here? And then you can give us a little bit more of that meat and detail that maybe doesn't really need to be in here. I don't really need to go through all that. I mean, this is the problem. Here's what was recommended. Here's the results. I mean, this is what I like that. This is a great idea. I also serve as audit chair of Children's Home Society, and I like this format. We don't use this. This is a great idea.
Okay. The third one I gave you was actually another option for information to you. We can give you management's report.
Right.
Or we can give you the third option, which would be a report for City Council, which actually highlights it a little bit more. Or we can give you both. We could actually give you this one as which would serve as an executive summary and then also give you management's report so you could see the detail. And again, I'd like you to take these and just kind of take a look at them and then give me back your feedback of what you like, what you don't like, and we'll tailor them to whatever you would want.
Awesome.
Well, Mr. President, this I like, but this is the meat of it right here,
which
right?
Which one are you holding?
Yeah.
I mean, this, you're talking about this format like this.
There's a one page.
Okay, yeah, that one, but I see that one, but I like.
You like that, the middle one, okay. Because that actually gives you the actual response. And
they're all sanitation.
But they're all.
Yeah, they're all just sanitation, just
they're,
in three
they're
different
all the
formats.
Same report, so you can look at all three formats.
All right.
This one's just not enough information. This I like, and this is the meat of. Yeah, I love that one.
Right.
And then this is the meat of what you're talking about. And that way, I won't have to call
and
you
then if you have
to read yourself.
But then if you have questions on this, then you can go to the next step of a fuller detail.
Exactly. But that's an easy read. Mm-hmm. I mean, a real easy read. Here's what happened. Here's why. Here's what steps were taken to correct it. Here's what we recommend. I mean, that's real easy to read.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. It's fine.
Okay, and then we've already gone over the audit plan for the assignments that I'll be taking on. You have any questions, and of course, you know, throughout the year or any time you want me to add special projects, just let me know.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
On Friday afternoon.
Right.
Yeah.
At 4:45.
And Oscar?
Greetings, everyone. On the format that Jeannie talked about, the one that you like is really good. It's just right now I am not contradicting anything. I'm just saying to you that for government auditing purposes, I have not seen any organization that has used that format yet. Hmm. I'm just saying that to you because the format that's still being used right now by almost all of the government offices are still the same format that's being the traditional format
right.
that I'm submitting to you.
Right.
You know.
Then let's be excited that we're trailblazing.
Well, hopefully, you know, when we have the external review from us, the format that she's presenting to contains all the elements, and I'm not saying that it's acceptable, I believe. It's just the format itself, I guess. It's.
Well, Mr. President, I mean, Oscar, but is there some law or federal regulation that says this format can't be used?
No.
Well, I mean.
Press forward.
I just like this. I mean, it's just so easy to read and understand. And you've just got the complete, you know, problem and recommendations and everything in about two or three pages that are easy to understand. And it's just, and if you want the meat of it, there it is. Or just pick up the phone and call you.
Well, good. That's the what you like.
Oscar.
Hold on, Oscar.
Oscar, are you trying to get around to a statement here and the effect that with the external auditor and the internal auditor getting together, that the format wouldn't be compatible for us to be using as outlined?
No.
Would the external auditor find any flaws or any kind of violations?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just,
okay.
it's something new, you know, the format. That's not traditionally used, but as I said, all the elements are in there.
Right.
You know, we have all the criteria that we need to add, it's there. So it's just the format. I don't have any problem with it either, it's just maybe. They might have a comment on that, but I don't think it's going to be a problem. I'm here to talk about the work plan, because Jeannie, as she made her presentation, she's going to be focusing on the internal controls and the financial side of the audit area. Mine will, right now, I am in the process of completing the audit plan on my side, which will be more mostly on the compliance and the operational, with some financial related financial statement related audits. I'm in the process right now of meeting with department directors and staff to complete the audit plan. Once I have completed this plan, I will be presenting it to you for approval. The audits identified in the plan will be classified by type, either compliance, operational, or financial statement related audit. As I said, I have met with department directors and staff of Public Works, Water and Sewer. I have planned meetings with the electric management, and I have completed my meetings also with the support services department. Main purpose for these meetings are to obtain information to identify the possible areas to be audited for the coming fiscal year. I have planned audits, planned meetings as well. I wanted to meet with the council members, the city manager, the deputy city manager, and the assistant managers to attain the same purpose. As I said, once I have completed this audit plan for fiscal year 12, will be presented to the council for approval. The next item I want I will be placing more emphasis on fraud detection and fraud prevention. This initiative is being encouraged by the Association of Audit Generals of the United States in cooperation with federal, state, and local governments. In October, next month, the association, in partnership with the U.S. Office of Management and Budget, will issue what they call the Fraud Prevention Toolkit to provide government organizations with fraud fighting tools and procedures and oversight initiative guidelines. In connection with this initiative, I plan to establish a fraud hotline which employees and citizens can use to report possible fraud cases. Also in the plan is to continue monitor the implementation and progress of the peer review procedures and processes in preparation for the next year's actual review. I plan to visit neighboring city governments that had gone through peer review process to observe and learn more about the audit process that they do to pass this review process. I also plan to, I also will accept the invitation from the Association of Local Government Auditors to participate in the audit peer review team to assist them and also assist us improve the review process of other city governments. And lastly, what I have in the plan, is to continue provide assistance to the external auditors regarding the financial statement audit for the current fiscal year. Any questions?
Any questions right now?
Yeah. Do you feel like, excuse me, Oscar, do you feel like we're moving in the right direction as far as making the audit committee transparent enough for what we've been moving forward with a lot of transparencies throughout the city?
I believe so. It's just, I think, you know, the presentation of audit findings and audit issues, I'm thinking if you're doing it on a quarterly basis, although you mentioned that, you know, we're not limiting it to that, we can always present to you findings during any council meetings that we have. I think it's a positive way of doing it. I think it's, you know, we're doing that way.
Sounds very good. Thank you.
What do you think about the website?
Oh, I forgot to mention about that. During my meetings with the department directors and staff, they mentioned to me about, you know, getting a copy of this audit report, and I told them, you know, it's in the works right now. We are working on creating a website. We have a website. It's just not, let's not include the audit reports that we have completed. And I told them, you know, it's in the works. I told him, you know, it's been a long time since I was by myself, and now that we are two in the organization, you know, we now have time to do all these projects that, you know, we intend to or to complete. So that's why, you know, it's in the plan also. I forgot to mention that. I wanted to include the audit reports for them to see, because the staff, you know, they wanted to, what I meant, staff about the employees that we have, they asked me that question. I told them, you know, we will be, in our website, we will include those audit reports. They wanted to see those.
Any other questions or comments?
Yes.
Anything else?
Oh, that's it.
All right. Well, I mean, I just, you know, I like the whole, I mean, the new format, just exciting. I mean, I look forward to, you know, quite honestly, breath of fresh air in the auditors, and just some new excitement. And again, not just so reactionary, is getting a little more preemptive and being involved in the process, not just so much on the back, but kind of in the middle and on the front side too, and being involved in everything. So I think it's going to produce a better product for everybody involved, and ultimately the taxpayers and public, where they see what's going on in the city of Ocala. So I think it's good stuff, and appreciate everybody's hard work.
Just I'm happy with the idea of going out to the different departments. I think when a department head sets up a procedure, it's good to know what the auditor is going to be looking for as far as those controls are concerned, and they can build those in on the front end rather than getting jinged on the back end of it. And just it's an educational tool when they set up procedures and processes within their department to think in those terms ahead of time. And I think that's a great idea.
And it can just, you know, you just can have the potential of saving just time too that way.
Sure.
Well, we cut you on the back end. If you would have called us, we could have told you
what to do.
You didn't need to spend exactly 50 hours on doing what you just did, because we could have narrowed that down. And
well, and I like the idea. I think, like, you know, Councilman Heinbachel was talking about, as far as working with the departments and going in there and you know, assisting them and, you know,
right, when they're setting up a procedure, exactly, or process or, yeah, whatever, to help them do that in a way.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, we're auditors, their friend, not their, you know,
right,
enemy. Or
we're all on the same team.
Yeah, all on the same team. So anyway, I think it's good.
It's always been the system, even then before, you know, we never created a system that we are the enemy. I don't know.
No.
No. I didn't mean enemy. That's a bad word. No. No. It's just, we're all on the same team. We're just all trying to help each other out.
Right.
It's always been the system that.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You're right. All right.
If I can also applaud and honor the members of the City Council for really creating this vision and moving forward on it, I think that shows a lot for your efforts to transparency and trying to elevate the game to your internal auditor's office. I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Anything else?
Just,
all right, well, go ahead.
I was just looking at the star banner here. I see where we had a fire this morning, that we rescued an individual and his dog with a 3-minute response time. So great work by Ocala Fire Rescue.
Yep. All right, well, move on to the audit committee. Do we need to do something? Yes,
I'll take it just a minute to transition.